Well, Neil, congratulations. A bit of a rough house tonight.
Yeah, not a great way to play football. I've got doily knees, 8 stitches. I've nearly had my winger with a broken leg. I've had another. But listen, you know, I come in for a bit of criticism when I did the statement. I said, let our football do the talking. And, you know, the staff wanted to belittle me, you know, and speak out of turn. And, you know, I just kept reminding our lads to let the football do the talking. And obviously there's a little bit of needle. I don't know why. We respect Radcliffe. I respect John Mackin and Frank Sinclair and their staff. For whatever reason, there's needle with FC United. For me, I just wanted to come here tonight and win the game and get in the next round, which we've done. Unfortunately, we've done it with a few injuries, but, you know, it's part and parcel of football.
Just on that, is Potts, how is he?
He's bad. He's bad. It's a disgusting tackle. It's you know, his shins, he's probably doubtful for Saturday. Doyle's doubtful for Saturday.
Is Tundi okay?
Tundi's black and blue. But listen, I'll never tell anybody how to set their team up. You know, if the physical approach is what's needed in the dressing room, then, you know, you take that. For me, you know, we haven't got the most physical side. We've got a good footballing side and, you know, it's work in progress here. And for us to come here tonight under the circumstances and, you know, another hostile atmosphere, and, you know, I'll take that all day long. For my team to do what they've done, I'm dead proud of them. I'm really, really proud of them.
You must be particularly pleased with the back four. I mean, it does look increasingly assured with each match, really.
I think you're right, James. You know, Cam Belford again tonight. Back four, I think Luke Griffiths has been instrumental, and obviously he's going to miss Saturday. I just think as a unit, I think we're getting better all the time. You know, we're going into November, aren't we? And, you know, it's one away defeat since the start of the season. So, you know, this is better than what I expected. But in that dressing room, they want to get even better now. So, you know, for us, it's feet on the ground. It's train Thursday. It's getting ready for games for Saturday.
I mean, how difficult is it to play in that kind of environment? Because, you know, we were saying during the game, you know, while it's 1-0, we're playing against 9 men and that. But you wouldn't want to be touching the ball if you're wearing a red shirt on that pitch.
It's hard, and Charlie Ennis said at the end when we got in our little huddle, you know, it is hard to play against 9 men, and, you know, they're waiting on the set piece, and, you know, can they hit back and then take it straight to a replay? But, you know, they're probably, you know, on another night, probably Tundi could have 4 or 5. You know, he doesn't. But like you said, Ben, it wasn't nice to watch tonight. You know, I was a physical player, but there's a fair way of doing it. I thought the elbow was absolutely disgraceful. It's absolutely shocking, any standard of football, and they're trying to defend it on one more. So, you know, it is what it is. We've just got to get out of here now. You know, wish Radcliffe all the best for the rest of the season. And we've just got to carry on motoring now.
Is this an advert for not playing a team so many times in an early stage of a season?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I don't think it's out with the shenanigans that's put on social media. And, you know, I noticed Frank took down all his tweets, etc. It's just not a way that you want to do it. But, you know, he's probably embarrassed about that. And there's no hard feelings with me. It does add a little bit of spice into the game. But I said before the game, listen, they're going to come out and I want to hit you and probably want to hit you hard. And, you know, probably it's aimed at me. But I said to my lads, don't get involved in that. You know, 11 men on the pitch, keep playing your football, keep playing the right way, working out opportunities, and, you know, things will come. And it's another clean sheet and another 2 goals, and we're happy.
And 1 yellow card. And obviously, Luke Griffiths gets a yellow card all the time. But I think that's the most pleasing thing, I'd imagine, that everyone's not risen to it.
It's discipline, you know, and we work on discipline. You know how hot I am on discipline. It's, you know, it's a key thing, and it's not something that, you know, I was annoyed in the first half. I said to lads at half time, let me speak to the referee and the linesman. Don't you do it. You know, we're a well drilled side here, and we know what's right and we know what's wrong.
So I say this without going into it too much, but I've missed this. What's been going on social media? What was? Are you able to?
Yeah, of course I am. I mean, there was you know, Tim did a quote from me, and I just said, you know, at the end of the quote, we'll let our football do the talking. And for some reason, you know, Frank put on Twitter that, you know, oh no, Pep's coming to town. You know, use a couple of expletives, and I thought that, you know, and I just said, listen, you know, if I won back now, you know, you're here and now, you know, you've been a great player, but you're at this level and you're assistant manager, so, you know, we'll let our football do the talking. There's a little bit of spice. He took his tweets down. He probably embarrassed about it, but for me, it's banter. It's football banter. Yeah. They've obviously let that get the better of them tonight and probably let them dominate their team talk. We haven't, you know, we've got a job to do and we just keep doing it.
And there's no issue with Tundi or Larby coming to FC from because he didn't, because he was at Ratcliffe.
I don't understand that, because Tundy went away to Malta. He came back. I knew he was back in the country. I phoned him, and Tundy loves it at FC United. He loved it at Ratcliffe, and you know he's got a lot of respect for here. But it was disgraceful the way he was treated last time. I was glad that he scored tonight. I don't think he should took the second penalty, because I never like people taking two, and really? I'm screaming for Griffiths. But listen, he's done what he had to do tonight. He's come here, he scored, he celebrated with the fans. We've got our win. We're in the next round, and away we go.
Gainsborough, they're all coming up, and Gainsborough in a false position. They've got a new manager in now.
Who's Curtis is a good manager, and he's going to get, you know, he's going to get good players in there, and they definitely are. It's a big, big club. You know, I don't look at the league table. You know, for us, it's another game on our adventure this season. It's going to be really difficult. Players are wanting to impress a new manager. You've seen what happened when I came here. You know, it's first five or six games, and then you find out whether or not people are good enough or not, and you know, it takes you a little bit of time. I think they'll do really well with Curtis. But listen, they're going to look at us, and they're going to look at our form and think we're going to have to be our best to beat FC United. And you know, I say that every game. You know, we've lost to the top sides in the league, and the other sides we haven't. And you know, we're enjoying the football, we're enjoying the ride.
And Basford the following weekend.
Can't wait for that. I think we'll get a little publicity through Cam. Maybe, you know, there might be a little bit of banter building up to it. I wouldn't be surprised if people want to get hold of the game. But listen, we play well against Basford. Basford are a really good side, but it's a home tie. It's a tie we're going to look forward to. We probably felt aggrieved that we didn't get anything out of the league game. So it's a chance for us to maybe put right what was wrong that night. Tonight we'll enjoy the game. But like I said, I wish Ratcliffe all the best for the rest of the season. There is absolutely nothing but respect from me, you know, to their management team for what they've done and to their team. And, you know, I've got a lot of friends there. But, you know, there's always has to be a winner and there has to be a loser. And tonight, you know, we're the winners. But, you know, like I said, all the best for the rest of the season.